0.4%. This is NPR News.
Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his regular weekly business news analysis. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, dear Wayne.
Excuse me, I meant to say political news, of course. And we have a lot to talk about this morning. A former Virginia lawmaker has been convicted of committing bribery and extortion while in office.
Phil Hamilton, who was the number two member of the Appropriations Committee, giving him considerable sway over the budget, convicted of embezzlement and bribery. A jury going along with the U.S. government's claim that Phil Hamilton traded an appropriation of $500,000 to Old Dominion University for a center, a teacher training center, in return for a job running that teacher training center. I guess really a lot of people probably wondering what comes of this, since scandal is fairly rare in Virginia politics, and certainly corruption, at least as defined by the law, is. Looking back at recent history, there is at best an acknowledgement that these episodes spotlight the or maybe even confirm the mistrust the public seems to have for politicians. But often little comes of it. Peter Babbalis was censured in 1986. Bob Russell, a senator from Chesterfield County, resigned after an embezzlement conviction. But I wonder if this is a reminder of what the General Assembly is becoming. There are more and more retired people like Phil Hamilton and underemployed people who are holding seats in the legislature, and they seem to have become overly reliant on their modest pay and perks as legislators.
The health care law challenge came to the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond this week. It's still expected to be eventually before the Supreme Court.
And another opportunity for Ken Cuccinelli to remind the Republican base why it loves him so. The Attorney General, of course, won at trial. A Republican federal judge agreed with Cuccinelli that Virginians cannot be forced to buy health insurance. An appellate court made up of Democratic appointees is somewhat skeptical based on the tone and thrust of the argument. There seem to be some questions about whether there is actually a legal basis for Virginia to proceed with this challenge. Setting that aside for the moment, clearly here's an opportunity for Cuccinelli to kind of swing to the right, if you will, and remind the Republican base just what the stakes are and how committed he is to enforcing them. And one suspects that perhaps even despite his claims otherwise, that this is the sort of episode that will remind people why they'd like him to run against Bill Bowling for the Republican nomination for governor in 2013.
A poll released this week shows that former governors Tim Kaine and George Allen would likely be in a toss-up for the 2012 Senate election if the election were held today. Of course, it's not being held today.
Right. Actually, two polls, the Washington Post and Public Policy Polling, showed this this presumed matchup either a dead heat or within the margin of error. There was a second finding by Public Policy Polling about the president's standing in Virginia, and maybe that is a hint as to the direction of this presumed matchup. President Obama seems to be regaining his strength in Virginia state. He carried comfortably in 2008. He's now north of the 50% mark. So clearly the presidential election is going to kind of at least set the table for what is presumed to be a Kaine-Allen matchup in 2012.
Another poll indicates that almost half of Virginians now favor same-sex marriage.
Yes, after approving overwhelmingly in 2006 a constitutional amendment prohibiting same-sex marriage. There are demographic changes afoot in the legislature. People's ideas and tastes are changing. This is a reminder of perhaps the sometimes difficult position Republicans find themselves on this issue. Governor McDonald, of course, strongly supportive of the prohibition on same-sex marriage, but saying that he would also oppose gay couples adopting children, and that Washington Post poll that showed that 55% would favor allowing gay couples to adopt.
We have just about a minute to go. There was a state report out this morning in the news that tax revenues were up in April compared to a year ago.
And an indication that the state will likely close the year with a surplus, a modest surplus, as I think you pointed out in the news break. This is, of course, good news for the governor. The idea of being able to sprinkle money around the state into some of his favorite causes and those of his fellow Republicans is probably quite enticing for a governor who came in under a difficult economy and had to cut.
About 30 seconds to talk about the anticipated fine on Northrop Grumman for the big computer meltdown last year.
Yes, the story that keeps on giving. Indications earlier this week that apparently an announcement is near on what kind of penalty NG will pay for that big meltdown. And all this, of course, unfolding at the same time that there are other reminders that this switch to a privately managed IT system has been very difficult. Of course, there was that recent blackout of the state police email system.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us each Friday morning at this time to analyze the Virginia political news. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Portions of today's programming are made possible by Jim Schuyler and Frank Dellinger to honor Nancy Bellman's 2 years of outstanding service as president of the Board of Managers of Congregation Beth Ahava. The time now, 8:40.
It's morning.